Yeah.
Shout out to Rhythmics Radio. You are now tuned into Conversations on the Rocks.
It's 8 o'clock on a Monday night.
And it's the coolest host you know, your homie Ice.
Hey, and it's your boy Los Vegas, man. Y'all already know what it is.
And we back with another one, man. Welcome to another episode. I'm glad to be back, man. Feeling good, feeling great.
Yeah, it's been good.
How are you?
Man, I'm great, man. It's been a good week. Good weekend, you know what I mean? We've been grinding. It was a good weekend. Had a good meeting this weekend.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Got a lot of good news coming up, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so we've been working, man. Excited to just be growing the business, the brand.
Mm-hmm.
That is Conversations on the Rocks and working with different people and
facts.
And it's a lot of interesting people out there that got brands that they're building and creating and that are pretty amazing. I feel like this climate, it's a lot of people starting new businesses.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, I mean, shit. I think everybody had enough time to at least start to do something, right?
Exactly.
If you ain't never did something, you was less, you know what I'm saying, at least trying to do something. And that's what we did. And even like I said, with this meeting, because I'm just really happy to say it, man. Like, Sankofa, man.
Yeah, shout out to Sankofa.
Shout out to Sankofa,
man. They got some amazing gin. Sankofa Bottling Company. Make sure y'all Google them. get y'all gin on, man. The gin is amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Very smooth. Although it's 100 proof, it doesn't taste like it. It's a creeper. but I guess the berries cut it. It's amazing. So shout out to Sankofa Bottling Company.
And just support it because it's black.
Yeah, black owned, man.
Black owned. And I know a lot of people, you know, they always get cringe when they hear the word gin.
Yeah.
This is like I just said, man, this joint is really smooth, man. Like, for real. This is definitely a creeper.
It's great. It's great, man. So y'all check them out. Y'all will see them later on in the season.
Mm-hmm. They would definitely be here.
And we love that. Can't wait to get them on the show. Shout out to our homie G Janori, man. Him and Go Get It Official. He's in the building, and we will be interviewing him, you know what I mean, as a guest on the show later on. But he's in the building with us, man. Appreciate you for being here and you know what I mean, politicking with us on Conversations on the Rocks.
Big facts.
Rhythmics Radio Airwaves. Shout out to everybody out there, all the listeners, the viewers on all the different platforms. I just want to holler at a couple, shout out a couple other radio stations out there. Shout out to This, That, and the Third. Saturday, 7 p.m. Tune in. No Tomatoes with B-Soul. Also, check out Bring Your Own Vibe Wednesdays, 7 p.m. with Natasha Pressure. Love that show. That's just a couple shows that we have on a radio station, man. We have something for everybody, so make sure y'all stay tuned in. And also know that Mondays, 8 p.m., you'll be listening in and tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks.
The live show, man. Y'all better get with it.
So with that being said, man, let's get right into pregame.
Pregame.
As we always do, get the party started.
Mm-hmm.
We here to make sure that you start off the week right, man. You know what I mean? We here Mondays. You know, you get the case of the Mondays, and hopefully Monday evening, you set your evening off right.
Right.
But yeah, man, like, what's been going on with you, man? What's on your mind, man?
Man, I've been having, like I said, I've been having a great, amazing week. I definitely want to give a shout out to the good folks of Poolsville, Maryland.
Poolsville, okay.
Waynesboro, PA.
Okay.
Greencastle, PA. And
shit sound far as shit.
They are far as shit. It's shit. Gotta get up real early to come out there and get it.
Okay.
The reason I was bringing this up is because, you know, we're going through these rough times now, you know what I'm saying? Black and white type of shit. Just really want to shout out all of those white people who is nice as fuck.
Okay.
Okay. These guys was nice as fuck.
Okay.
Everybody spoke. Everybody waved. I had one asshole, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
whatever, like, fuck you, bro. You know what I'm saying? But it was cool. You know what I'm saying? One white lady asked me how my day was. Okay. At first, I didn't even know how to answer. I was like, it's kind of cold. She said, I know it's kind of cold. I wish the wind was down. I said, you know what? Me too. Me fucking too. It's cold as shit. What you doing out here and shit? But they was nice, man. I just want to shout out. Like I said, man, I know we're going through a lot of times with all this racism and all this stuff. I really just want to shout out. Like I said, we fuck with you white people. Not you ignorant motherfuckers, but we fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we don't like racism, so it was just good to be around a bunch of white folks. Because I ain't seen that one black person out there but myself, so I was a little nervous. You know what I mean? But they show love, man, so I just want to say thank y'all. Good. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the white people. That's nice pool, everywhere. Little Maryland. I don't know if I ever go out there, but...
Yeah, there's probably no need for you to go out there like this. There was nothing. I didn't see like a Foot Locker or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, or in a bunch of liquor stores, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know if they show sell Newports out there, Joe. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
That is funny as shit. Shout out to IG. If you're not following us on IG, man, go on Conversations on the Rocks. Just type in Conversations, and each word is separated by an underscore. Shout out to everybody on the IG Live, man. We wilding over here.
We stay wilding, man.
So, as far as for me, man, pregame, man, the weekend was good, man. I've just been busy running around trying to get. Shout out to Generational Wealth Investment Group. Shout out to G-Wig, the homies on the investment club that I'm on.
Right, shout out to them.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying to build stuff and actually... give back to the community, and we're doing some exciting things with that group, so I'm excited to, you know what I'm saying, with things to come. But just been chilling, man, getting the crib together. You doing a little, I put together a storage shelf.
What you putting in the mansion now, bro?
Nah, I need to start like doing little accessories and shit. You know what I'm saying? So like, I got a little shelf I put together. Shit was cool.
You put it together yourself? Like you bought this or you made this from the ground? Because you know,
they delivered it.
Most people work from the neck up.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
No, most people work from
the neck down. Yeah. Right.
You remember that? You remember that word?
Yeah,
from I'm saying
words from ice. Yeah.
For everybody
who's
wondering what he's referencing right now, if you haven't been listening. We've been here 6 episodes deep, Conversations on the Rocks, and we have a segment called, and I look forward to his segment, which is Get Close with Lowe's, but we also have another segment, which is called Words from Ice, and one of the quotes, because I usually drop some gems, a game, something give you some motivational, get you ready for the week, you know what I'm saying, like that, and that quote he's referencing is, most people think from the neck down. I'm trying to think from the neck up.
Yeah.
So essentially what I got from that was, you know what I'm saying? How much more money can you or things you can do just by thinking with your head versus doing things physically with your hands and your body. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So don't let that one fly over your head.
Yeah, make money while you're sleeping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, everything's been good, man. I'm excited for today's episode for us to jump right into it. Shout out my mama. Love you. You know what I'm saying?
Mama! Yeah. Shout out to my mama, too, because I know you're probably watching. So I love you, mama. Both my mamas.
All of them. But yeah, with that being said, man, let's get into opening shots.
Opening shots.
As we usually do. Yep. It's a lot going on, man.
Let's get into it.
So yeah, opening shots, man. You want to start us off?
Yeah, man. Let me
what
start
you got?
Off.
What you got, Las Vegas?
So the GOP Senator Johnson said the Capitol rioters did not scare him, but had they had been the Black Lives Matters protesters, he probably would have been scared. Okay, let's talk about this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, because I just shouted Senator you Trippin. White people out and just told you y'all was nice and. Y'all was just being nice and friendly. Now, as I was reading this story, you know what I'm saying? Of course, like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, why were you not scared of these rioters, but you scared of Black Lives Matter?
Damn shame.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Now, what I also read in this as the riots, I didn't know, you know, people actually, I knew people had got hurt, but I didn't know people died. So... two officers died through this riot, plus two other officers on duty later killed themselves. Yeah, a lot of people got trampled or sent off to the hospital. So, what I want to ask Senator Johnson is, why wasn't you scared? You know what I mean? Like, right. What made you so comfortable? I mean, you got two officers that just killed themselves. Right. That can't be comfortable, right? Right? That can't be. You are there to guard the Capitol building. That can't be comfortable.
Exactly.
But then for you to turn around and say if it was Black Lives Matters, you would be scared. Why? Why? What's wrong?
Scared of black people.
Are you scared of? Why? Why? I know you don't got nothing in your family. Right. I know you ain't chilling out on the block. You ain't down in Northeast somewhere. I know that much.
you know what I'm saying? One thing I can appreciate, though, is that he said that. You know what I mean? I can appreciate somebody who being open and honest. Not that I definitely don't agree as a black man to what the fuck he may have to say. I appreciate you coming outwardly.
Yeah, showing your true colors, right? Okay, I'll give you that. I just don't think, right now, they can get your ass beat, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, what type of shit is that? And it's funny that I want to say this even real quick, because me and you was just talking about this. This goes back to what this dude at my job told me. Listen to this. Yeah. Black people, I know everybody has done this, so I'm going to make this quick.
Yeah.
We have all looked up the word nigga in the dictionary. If you haven't, you need to. Now, this white dude tried to tell me he had an old dictionary, supposedly came from his mom, all that stuff, white guy. You know, didn't seem threatening or nothing like that, wasn't being disrespectful. Okay, gets to talking to me. He says when he looks up, first he wanted to say, if a white person calls you a nigga and it's a hate crime, if you call me a nigga, shouldn't that be considered a hate crime? Like, black-on-black crime, bro? Like, come on. So, you know, when people, when they say this type of stuff to me, I kind of, try to keep my mouth closed because I'm like, you know, like, if we wasn't on the job, I'd have been told you something about this shit right here, bro. Like, get the fuck out of my face. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, with that being said, he said the word nigga, when he looked it up, said an ignorant black person, right? Right. An ignorant black person, right? Then he said when he looked the word negro up, an intelligent black person. So, when you say this on this black on black and this hate crime, dog, so like that's like, you know what I'm saying? If you call me a nigga, you're labeling me anyway because you already said I'm black. And when I look it up in the dictionary, it says an ignorant person. Didn't I say no color, no race, no gender, no nothing. So I don't know where the fuck he got his dictionary from. And the word negro, I don't even know if I even saw that in the dictionary. And I don't even know if it means intelligent black person because you don't even know the real definition of the word nigga. So then when you call it a hate crime, yes, it is a hate crime because you're a white man calling me an ignorant black person. I can't call you a nigga in your mind, really, because you're not black. So if a nigga calls another nigga a nigga, is that black on black crime? Oh, no. If I'm a negro and you're a nigga and I call you a nigga and you call me a negro, does that make it black on black crime? Like, is that offensive? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the intelligent one, right? You're the ignorant one. Hey, I don't want to say his name, but look, right, man, I've never heard that ever before, man. And it just bothers me because, he really believed this shit.
He was 100%.
Yeah, he was
1,000%.
Couldn't tell him wrong. And I'm sitting there to myself see, this would have went somewhere because I would have said something. And I also feel like I don't like to have those racial conversations with white people because I just feel like y'all are not woke. Y'all just don't really understand it. And shout out to, for real, because I got a lot of, you know, friends or whatever like that. Some of y'all sound really like niggas. For real. If you know the real definition. Y'all are ignorant, man. That shit bothers me. You know what I'm saying? Because me and Ice was just talking about it. He was just talking about, you know, you get that one white person that come back from vacation and say, hey, G, look at me. You know what I'm saying? Right. Look at my tan and this and that. And white people, y'all going to have to explain that too. What's the tanning about? But then y'all don't want to be known and associated with us. Y'all don't even want, some of y'all don't even want us in your family, but y'all go to the beach, they come back just as dark as me. And I'm trying to figure out, well, white people, what do y'all see when you see a tan white person? Because, bitch, that's us. That's our color. Where you going with this?
Yeah.
Where you going with this? I honestly don't like it. I mean, how you, seriously.
They think it's cool when they do it, you know, those people that, you know. Can't even.
And they're never offensive when they say it, right? It's never offensive. It never comes off wrong. This is just how we should take it. Like, it is what it is. Nah, man. That's stupid.
It's wild. It's a lot of wildness jumping out. I think the last person who was in office, like, and help people, like, embolden themselves or whatever, get more, some more confidence or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's a lot of people just coming out of their, like, their racist closet. And it's just, like, being bold with it. You see a lot of Karens. Right. Like,
oh, the out Karens. Here just, the Karens.
Just bold. Just,
I love the Karens.
Will do things like try to call the police on you, call your nigga,
but they cry
all in the same, all in the same setting. You know what I'm saying?
Remember, we talked about that on the first season. Remember, the lady was in Central Park, like, what, 6 feet away, just before the corona even popped. She is 6 feet away from the dude and claimed straight up and down he is attacking her with the dog.
The dog?
And,
yeah,
and bitch, you are on tape.
What?
This went viral.
Yeah, that's just.
And the crazy thing is, like, she knew that.
She could, like, get away with it.
Like trying to get the black person to look like a criminal, she could kind of sell that to the police and use that against him, and which can almost possibly kill him, or at least get him locked up.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? The police already know it's a black dude. Yep. They already.
Already.
So just imagine, like, I can't imagine, but I guess just imagine.
You have to at one point.
You a police officer, you white. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine, like, you ain't really like black people like that. Or maybe, like, you got beat up. Or maybe you didn't get beat up, but you just wasn't cool, right? You're a police officer and shit. Then you get that call. You've been on the force for a couple years, whatever, you get that call. Black man, blah, blah, blah. You like, ooh, adrenaline's rushing. Like, you can't wait to get to the scene.
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
You already probably thinking about, what, in your head,
how
you
gonna take this nigga down.
Like,
yup.
Differently than you would if you was a white man. Oh, okay, I gotta approach him and gotta have a conversation with him. You know what I'm saying? De-escalate the situation.
Right.
So that's the bullshit.
Right.
But
yeah, man. I like I said, and like you said, the Karens. And still to this day, like I said, I always love to repost this. The white dude that got smacked with the twisted ice tea can for calling my man a nigga in the store.
Yeah,
it went hard. I love to post
so many memes on that joint.
Because you went hard, and then, like you said, the Karens, everybody who just feels like they're just entitled.
Well,
to
I think that's a good segue into the next topic we got in opening shot, which is about Coca-Cola, them trying to do a diversity training seminar, and there were some slides that employees took pictures of that were asking employees to try to be less white. Some of the slides included things like, to be less white is to be less oppressive, be less arrogant, be less certain, be less defensive, be more humble, listen, believe, break with apathy, break with white solidarity. This was a diversity training at Coca-Cola and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that. That is amazing, because really, I mean, I wonder who created these slides. One, it sounds like a black person. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that they actually had it in Coca-Cola, you know what I'm saying? I think it's hilarious.
Like, could you imagine? Because this is probably that day you didn't even want to come into work. And you walked into this bullshit here. And you could just see Ice Adam sitting next to you like, these niggas is tripping like a motherfucker. If he say one more motherfucker thing, I'm going to go out of this motherfucker. I'm going to beat his ass.
Hey, yo.
And you know what I don't like about this is, you know, Coca-Cola made a whole lot of commercials for us.
Right. Yeah. I think they might have a black
you,
CEO.
You
right
made
now
it seem like the
headquarters
we needed,
is in Atlanta.
Right. You know made it seem like we needed to work for you. Remember when Coca-Cola put on all them fucking jobs? I mean, wasn't Tyrese on that bitch?
On the bus.
On the bus
shit.
Singing. Yeah. You got the two girls, they're twins, and we got a job at McDonald's. And we was drinking Coca-Cola, that, you know, the number one drink for McDonald's.
Right.
You know, and give you these Coca-Cola scholarships and all that. Remember the H Black U's and all that? You was on it. It said Coca-Cola sponsored by Coca-Cola. And now we got to be less more white. What the fuck is going on here?
Wild, man.
We got to be more white.
Shout out to Coca-Cola, man. I wonder what happened, you know what I'm saying, after that.
I mean, we got to shout out a lot of people. We want to shout out Coca-Cola, West Coast Joe.
West Coast Joe. We got to put them in the same bucket.
We got to put y'all in the same. Yeah. My man, Senator Johnson right here, who's not scared of people that's killing themselves, but
this big dummy.
Yeah, this big. You know what I'm
saying?
Shout
out to Sankofa Gym, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thank y'all. We lit now.
Brought to you by Sankofa. Thank you. Motherfucking, we're going to get into our next segment, man, which is, it's a lot going on in entertainment update. It's a lot going on. A lot of entertainment.
It's a lot.
Can't wait to talk about it. Shout out to YouTube.
Yeah. Sankofa. Thank you.
So, it's so much going on. I don't know where to start. But you know what? Since we're coming off the Grammys, you know what I mean? Shout out to Beyonce and her daughter for making history. Her daughter was the second youngest to win a Grammy.
Yeah, because I think, what is her name? Shorty, that's from Blackish. Remember the daughter, younger daughter? You know, she's that millionaire, so I think she was probably the first one being young.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope. That'll probably be there for a while. So shout out to Blue Ivy.
Yeah, shout out Blue Ivy.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out her mama.
You say she put on?
It's Women's History Month, so shout out to her mama for breaking history. And she is the most, for a female singer, she has the most Grammys.
Damn.
Most Grammy wins.
Shout out to Beyonce for that one. Real hot girl shit.
Yeah. Speaking of hot girls, her and Meg Thee Stallion, they won two for Savage. Best rap performance and best rap song. So shout out to them. I believe that's Meg's first Grammy as well. Shout out my homie Nas. He won his first Grammy for best rap album. You know what I'm saying? King's Disease.
Yeah.
Finally overdue. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Way overdue and shit. So shout out to the homie Nas, man.
Yeah, that's big, man. That's big.
So yeah, like a lot of shit was going on.
Yeah. Speaking about the Grammys, Lil Baby put on a good performance. They've been posting that a lot going on there. So he put on a good performance. It was right on time. I did get to see it. Like I said, I didn't get to watch the Grammys, but I did see it. I saw some of the highlights. And if you have not been following her, she is a rapper. Can't remember. It slipped my mind where she is from. Her name is Chica. A lot of y'all probably already know who she is, but she also just pulled her Grammy too.
I think she just won the joint, right?
She just won that one. If you do not follow her, do not know who she is, y'all need to check her out.
Yeah, shout out to all the women. Shout out to all the women out there. Yeah.
It's y'all. Hey,
salute all the women who's in the conversations on the Rocks IG. You know what I'm saying? Who's watching this, man? Salute all the women. We wouldn't be here without y'all. You know what I'm saying? We know we get on y'all nerves and shit, but like I said last week, y'all get on our nerves too.
I don't get on nobody's nerves, so y'all can shut that shit up. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. But yeah, speaking of the Carter household and family, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hov. He sold Tidal to Square, which is owned by Jack Dorsey, the owner of Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him for doing that. And I believe in the deal, he's on the board of Twitter or Square. I believe it's Twitter.
Oh, Jay is.
Jay is.
Okay.
And he also gets a ton of cash.
Okay, so like we on it. Shout out to Hov actually for one, because we've been having this conversation back and forth.
How you feel about it, man?
Some
people was
didn't
like
it. They're mad because he didn't sell it to another black person.
And you know what I'm saying? Why would you sell a black music company to somebody white?
Yeah.
You know, everybody who's saying that shit, if they gave you $200 million, your motherfucker would sell it to the next door, to the nigga around the corner, then you wouldn't even care.
But you still get a spot, though, you know? You still get a spot of ownership wherever he's going. And it's a bigger
We don't know the whole, if you don't know the whole detail of that contract, then yes, it 100%. Does look bad. Yes, at first, yes, I was with everybody else.
Business.
I was like, damn, bro, like, you could have came over here to conversation on Rocks, we would have took it. We'd have stopped child support checks and everything for this shit.
He was fool.
But I did, man. I really wanted, because I think, like you said, it was already black owned. Jay-Z did an amazing job with it. He brought a lot of artists over there to him. Now, again, I've heard mixed about the deal. What I was a little bit upset is like, because I heard that he sold even all the masters, as far as like all the artists that was on it.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest ones that he had on Tidal was fucking Prince. He owned all of his shit.
Yeah.
You can't just get that to anybody, man.
That was in the package as well?
I mean, that's part of the title. But that's what I'm saying. But exactly. We don't know the whole details of that. Yeah.
I don't know if they sold his masters, though, probably, or his rights and shit.
Because that would have been like the little...
in the pocket.
Man, sure. I hope so. Because, I mean, that's him, Beyonce, that's Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
But that's like all of that stuff. Though, what I did like, and they don't, I guess people didn't hear this, is that the people who were early investors, the artists who were early investors in Tidal, they all got a portion of the deal as well.
Okay, yeah, you know what I'm saying? All right.
So they got some checks, you know.
Yeah, well, that's
so
big.
And I that's mean, what that was, his goal was to, like, I remember when he first started, he wanted to give money back to the artists, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that they got more money. These other sites and whatever companies wasn't giving them what they, you know what I'm saying? Right. They felt like they earned. And what they deserved or whatever, and so.
But you know, Jay started that because you know later on we heard about everybody trying to give off, make sure that most of their artists got. I think Kanye West was the next one,
right?
Even though I think Kanye just did that just to be funny, right. You know, Carter Will.
Yeah.
But you know, he wanted to give all his artists half of their masters. You know what I'm saying? He wanted them to own half of the masters.
Everybody donate. Hey, ownership is everything, man. Ownership.
The game is dirty, man.
Ownership is everything. Own everything you can.
Yeah.
Why not? You know what I mean?
So that way we own Conversations on the Rocks.
Black owned, 100%.
You hear me? You know when we sell it on Sunday to either Isis or Kayla, one of y'all gonna get this.
Well, yeah, man, I feel like it was a good deal. I feel like he doesn't make too many bad deals. But I mean, we'll see. Time will tell.
On top of that, you know what's gonna be funny? Jay's gonna make something 10 times better than this shit he just sold off anyway. So Jay-Z basically is in competition with himself, actually.
Yeah,
he's in a class by himself.
He really
he tries to battle himself. Like, well, you know, we did Rockefeller. Fuck that. Let's go get. You know what I'm saying? Rock Nation. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Let me go get my shoe deal. Let me go do this and that. You know what I'm saying?
You got the bread and
yeah,
the,
you got the bread.
The fans. You know what I'm saying? Oh, the support.
They're never going away. Then you got Beyonce. I mean, 100%. The wifey is Beyonce. Then you got Blue Ivy, who just won a Grammy. So I mean, the whole family doing this.
We winning, man.
We winning. Damn.
So yeah, man. I saw this today, man. I don't know if you saw it, but Kirk Franklin, he cursed out his son, and his son recorded it.
I heard about it.
Yeah, it's like he's calling him a whole bunch of bitch ass niggas and
who, Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin.
Now, Mister.
So a lot of people was upset. So
if you with me,
I think yesterday or today he apologized.
Kirk.
For what you know what I'm saying? He was going, his son posted. His son's 33. You know what I'm saying? And
what did he do?
So I guess he was there on the phone and arguing, and I guess his son threatened to put him on, like, I'm a post this to TMZ or whatever, and he eventually did. That's how we know about it and shit. But he was like, you a bitch ass, this, that, and the third. And I guess at first he didn't know he was recording him, you know what I'm saying? So
now you come out.
And so Kirk Franklin came out and apologized.
Let's stop that shit, man. Look here, Kirk Franklin. If you felt the need to cuss your motherfucking son out,
shout out to all the fathers that have cussed their kids out.
You know what I'm saying? If you felt the need to cuss your motherfucking son out like that, dog, that's on you. Now, when you get up there to Big G, you gonna have to explain this one. You hear me? And then on top of that, all of your listeners and your followers, yeah, you gonna have to explain this to the church, bro.
Right.
You know, you're going to have to explain
come
it.
Up to the
but,
front.
I mean, even for his son, I mean, maybe Kirk Franklin couldn't say it, but that was a bitch ass move to do right there, bro.
So maybe he was already seeing the bitch ass move.
You going to take this well known gospel singer, Grammy Award winner, been breaking bread with your ass, got you where you at right now, to threaten him on TMZ again. Don't know how deep this really story goes, but I mean, dog, the family, you don't put the family business out. Yeah. Out there like that, you don't give it to TMZ of all people.
Yeah,
you should have brought it to Conversation on the Rocks, motherfucker.
Got attacked. You know what I'm saying? Definitely leak something like.
Oh yeah,
that.
Probably.
But you know, personal stuff. People need to keep it personal.
But you know, you call that? That's Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, shout out. What else you got, man? What else you got in the entertainment?
Hey, so man, it is a lot
so
going
many
on.
Deals, so much,
another thing that's going on, man. My man, Dr. Dre is back at it again.
Dr. Dre back in the news.
Oh man, Dr. Dre can't stop, man. Hey man, once again, If you haven't seen the movie Straight Outta Compton, if you have never listened to The Chronic, you know what I'm saying? If you never even knew about Death Row and all that other stuff, check out Dre, man. Dre really gangster and everything. Now, what's going on is, of course, we all know he's going through this divorce battle and everything like that. You know, his girl Nicole was trying to get the $2 million a month, which was ridiculous. Then she wanted half of his publishing because she wanted to swear up and down. And she helped him get to where this spot was. Bitch, you wasn't in the studio. She wasn't in the studio making beats. And now, Dre kind of just fucked this one up. Honestly, he's sending death threats to the wifey. Like, she said, like, he's really sending, like, death threats in it. And, you know, I was talking to Ice about this. Like, when Dre does this, like, in my mind, when I see Dre making these death threats, like, because we already knew he was gangster, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like when he does it to the females, he puts music on, you know what I'm saying? Like, he puts on an old Chronic album. You know what I mean? Swing down, sweet J-style, and let me ride. You know, while that's playing in the back, Dre going in. Yeah, bitch, yeah. I'll beat your motherfucking neck. I'm not giving you $2 million. Bitch, you ain't make these beats. You ain't make these beats. You wasn't there with Snoop. Remember when motherfucking they was trying to beat me up? Where the fuck was you at? You
one,
know what I'm saying?
Two, three, yeah, to the four. Yeah.
Serial killer. Stop fucking with Dre. Stop fucking with Dre. But Dre, man, let this one go, man. It's cool. I mean, all females come after us like this, bro. Yours is just worse because you really got all that money. I ain't even got a motherfucking car, so you know what I'm saying? But for real, man, stop it, because this is like the you know, not even the ex-wife. Remember, we just talked about the girl, Fizz baby mom, April, whatever the fuck her name is. No, whatever the girl name is. She said the same thing about, yeah, I can't even remember her fucking name. She said the same thing about Dre, that she's had recordings of him threatening her and all this other stuff, man. Look, man.
That's wild.
Y'all better stop fucking with Dre, man. Like, for real. And y'all should just probably leave him alone. But Dre, honestly, bro, it's going to be okay, man. Just drop the motherfucking Detox album, nigga. Fuck you doing?
Retarded.
You know, you got too many. What you need to do is go get that nigga Eminem. Y'all go back in the motherfucking studio, man, and go ahead and make this album. Dre, stop worrying about this girl, man. Because she going to get all this.
Hey, he can leave him.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe M's a little, I don't know, man. That nigga made him that money. That's another story. But at this point, does it really fucking matter? Because, like, nigga, you about to go down, bro.
Yeah, he'll get that bread, man.
Yeah, he gonna get that bread, yeah, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a dirty game out there, man. It's a dirty
game. Yeah, just but, let that go, man.
So. Hey, he made $1 billion and shit. You know what I'm saying? He left Aftermath. You started you know what I'm saying? You left Death Row. Started Aftermath.
Yeah.
You did your own shit. Then you made it into a $1 billion company. You got Beats by Dre. You can do that.
Yeah, but like, it's bad because, like, you know, he was not supposed to get a chance to spend this whole billion in his lifetime. He about to lose it before he spent this motherfucker. Cause she about to get this money off this nigga, dog. Like, real talk. She's already a lawyer. Like, Dre, for real, I hope it's not, but with these death threats, that's not really helping you out, bro. Like, I've been there. Pimping again. I don't even have a car. I don't even have a car, Dre. And you're kirking the fuck out. Dre is wilding out. I don't even have a car, Dre. And he's wilding out.
Speaking of hip hop, man, shout out to Timberland and Swiss Beats, man. They sold. Speaking of deals as well, they sold Versus TV to Trilla. You know what I mean?
Big. Shout out to y'all for that one.
And that brand they just built during COVID. You know what I mean?
Right.
Shout out to them for growing it. I love the platform. I love what it brought to everybody at the crib. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Speaking of Versus, and we'll get into the deal a little bit. But speaking of Versus, you know, I can't wait till Saturday. We got Raekwon and Ghostface Killah.
So this is official.
It's official. Saturday night, dog. Hey. So everybody, shout out to everybody on the conversation on the Rocks page. But yeah, that's gonna be a dope Versus.
Yo, I can't wait to see the whole Wu-Tang in the building. And you know what they should
do?
They should put a big ass picture of old Dirty Bastard in the background. Yeah. For real. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. If all of them there, they should all put a big ass picture of old Dirty Bastard, man. You know, if you haven't seen the series.
They gotta be in the same room.
They all gotta be in the same room, man. And you know what's so crazy about this battle? Now, did you watch the series on Hulu?
Which one?
The Wu-Tang Story.
Yeah.
Now, you know, when they started off in that movie, those two was the main ones beefing, trying to kill each other.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, to know how cool, and then he was fucking the sister too, you know what I'm saying? Like, to see how cool they were to be in this group.
That whole shit.
And that whole shit, you know what I'm saying? And so, now to see this, this is what's going to make that good. And I like it because it's like, beefs die down. You know what I'm saying? Like, beefs be dying down. You can get past that. You can move the fuck on. You see what I'm saying? And so I like it, and I like what this is coming into. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to be live. They're going to be face-to-face with each other. Hopefully, it doesn't turn into a Jeezy and Gucci battle. Because Gucci was disrespectful.
That shit almost went left.
Honestly, they're not going to go like that. They've been brothers. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They've been brothers since, so they good. So that's why I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see that. So shout out to them.
Yeah, but back to the deal, man. So Swiss and Tim, they want to expand the whole idea versus to comedy, sports, and entertainment.
Now, that would be tight as shit.
So see how they growing the brand and shit?
That would be lit.
Culture for real right there.
And if they was to do comedy shit, that would be tight as shit. Because, you know, we watch a lot of...
Isabel, Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying?
Even to something new like the 85 South Boys. Against somebody, or just them individually.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. Oh, that would be crazy. That actually, because you know we don't have Wildin' Out anymore.
Right. Also, a key in the deal is everybody who's already performed, and you know what I'm saying, in a versus. So Snoop, DMX, Jill Scott, they getting a piece of the deal, which is big. You know what I'm saying? Right, so shout out to them for thinking of the idea. It's amazing. Bringing people on to partner up, getting them paid, and then growing the brand.
This
is a blueprint of how you're supposed to do business. This is how you're supposed to, you know what I'm saying, create brands and shit. If you it's right in front of you if you watch.
Yeah, they really showing this right now in this age because, you know, when I first looked at it, I was like, they sold it. But, when you do moves at that level, you got percentages and stuff. Like I said, I think over 25 artists got a piece of this deal.
Yeah.
And even remember the Mike Tyson fight. That was on Triller.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they've been working with independent.
Trying to grow their shit. You would figure you would do that in a deal though, right? You would still want your name. You know, I've been writing on this little story or whatever. If I was to sell my story, I would still want my name in it. You know what I'm saying? I think I would still here, you can have it, run with it. At the end of the day, it still has to say it was written by Los Vegas.
And then they got it.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you get to play it.
Exactly.
You just sold it to. And then you rubbing shoulders.
With everybody else. I mean, and that's how that works, man. And that's how it works.
Exactly.
And that's what we're doing over here on Conversations on the Rocks, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what rocks you've been underneath, but it ain't ours because we would have had a conversation about it. On 8 o'clock.
I like that.
Monday nights.
I like
Rhythmics Radio. You see how I put that in it?
I like that.
You see what I'm saying? I've been working on it all week. Hey, look, I get the mail, like, 8 o'clock on the red. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo. And the person you hear on the radio with us is my homie G. Janori.
What's going on?
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? We about to get right into him and his brand, Go Get It.
Go
official.
Get it.
You know what I mean?
Let's toast up, fellas.
So, yeah, let's get right into perfect timing.
I've been waiting on my own.
Let's get into last call, man.
Last call.
All right. Last call.
Well, look, man.
Yeah, man.
Honestly, glad to have you here. How you been liking the show so far, man? Being here live. I know you've been following us, so thank you for doing that. But how's it been to be here live, brother? You're here.
I appreciate it.
Welcome to Conversations on the Rocks.
Thank you, man. Round of applause. I'm here, and I just thank you, man. I follow y'all. I like what y'all doing. Like I said, the conversations is smooth. It's definitely on the rocks.
Okay.
I appreciate the J-Mo right there, the stout.
Yeah. You ought to know. You ought to know.
Yeah, and
you're right. You know what I'm saying?
It's just cool. Like, y'all got a cohesiveness. There's fly about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's us. You open. You speaking how you feel. You touching on all type of cultures. And, you know, our culture, you speaking on current events and everything. And, you know, just giving some insight. on everything. So, you know, I've been watching, and it's good to be here to be on this platform and then introduce some of, you know, y'all's people to me, and then, you know, people just bring everybody, because that's kind of how it started, you know. I don't know which one of y'all I'll be interacting with, but it's always been love, you know what I'm saying? It's like I started posting y'all started posting me. I don't even, like, everything happened for a reason.
Yeah,
and course. I didn't even know Conversations on the Rocks at first. I was like, Kodar, and I was like, duh. Kodar gang, and then I just started watching the YouTubes, and you know, people don't give things a chance, and you know, they be dick riding half the time, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Until everybody get on. So I'm glad to be here. You know, I know it's season two, but you know, it's still early because everybody's still going. Yeah. We gonna get it. We getting it. Yeah. And that's me. You know?
You've been following.
You definitely have. So we appreciate we support. Definitely appreciate that. So, look, man. Let us know what you're about, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that comes on the show has to do something, is into something. So let everybody know, let the rest of the world know who you are, man.
So, you know what I'm saying? My name is Janori, Mr. Go Get It, as you see.
Yeah.
Everything I do is go get it.
You got to go get it gear all geared up and shit.
Yeah, I got the Go Get It merch on. The buck is available. Yeah.
That hat fly shit, and I need one.
I appreciate it. I got you, man. And, you know, I just try to bring everything together, whether it be the content that I'm doing, the music, the clothes. Because, you know, when you look at, like, some of these things and some of these people that we talking about right now, they started. And then everything's just coming together, and they trying to get it as many ways as you can. And in this age right now, you know, I'm saying content is king. So that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, if y'all see me, make sure y'all check me out. And I follow, I put on. And that's just really what it is. You know, go get it. 100%. It's a lifestyle, and that's kind of like a phrase.
So with your whole brand, explain to everybody exactly, because it's just more than just a clothing. Like, what it all do you in detail on this platform? And exactly what else do you do behind the scenes?
So the birth to Go Get It started with this logo right here, this G note. My name begins with a G. I love the letter G. A lot of people do. Happy G. You know what I'm saying?
Big fat.
So I was like, oh, everybody like what? Money.
Money.
So, and everybody like music. So I tied all that together. I freehanded and hollered at somebody that I know. And he made it digital for me. And then I just kind of grew on it, you know, and did the whole branding and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, I just want to own a business. As a black man, I'm young.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how much money I'm going to get, what I'm going to do, but at least I want to know how to start and own and manage a business. So that's how Go Get It started. And I said, I want a name that when people hear it, they ain't going to hate, but they going to hate anyway. But, you know, if you ain't trying to get it, then I don't want you around me. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't trying to go and get it. So that's what Go Get It is. I've been rhyming and, you know, doing music and stuff since I was younger in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Since I started a business, let me just incorporate the things that I like and make it a business. And regardless of what it is, just for what I have a passion for or what I think that I'm good at, or I'd be doing this even without any type of recognition or anything like that. So that's basically where it stood from. And just the hunger, that hunger to just grind. And you know, as a black man in this world, you kind of built with that, you know what I'm saying? At least I am. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, we got all our own backgrounds and stuff like that, but we don't give up. We just keep grinding. And that's why we public enemy number one.
That's what we go getters.
So you started with you got a, I know you got a couple albums out. I know you be rapping. You got Basement Chronicles 2019, and you came out last year with Real Rap Matters.
Real Rap Matters,
Okay.
So I started the first one, Basement Chronicles. That was, you know, like I said, I've been doing music for a while, so I got verses and beats and stuff that I've done like maybe 2015 and some of that
right.
I just kind of finally put it together, like Hustle and Flow. You got a right to contribute a verse, so I was like, man, let me just go ahead and put it out, you know what I'm saying? Because it don't matter where it's at, but if people start to hear it, I want them to buy into me, you know what I'm saying? This ain't a gimmick or nothing like that. If you rock with me, then you rocking with what I stand for, my music and everything like that. And that's why I rock with y'all, for real.
Well, I fuck with but I ain't mean to cut you off.
You good.
I fuck with the logo, man.
I do too.
You know thank you.
And when you just put the whole concept of where that logo came from, it made it even more
money together.
It made it even more tight. Y'all like, damn, like, okay, And like I said, I fuck with the hat.
Thank you.
Cause I used to tell you, and everybody know, you know what I'm saying? I used to, you know what I'm saying, rap back in my days and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about all my albums and shit. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple go triple no platinum, but hey, look, get y'all go get a copy. Now, as do you write? Or so, like, are you like the artist and the producer? Like, do you do everything behind the music, or are you just more just of a rapper?
I do it all, man. Just like I said, I started the business. I write, I make the beats.
Okay. Okay. And no, so well, so
I record.
With that, right. So with that being said,
as a creator, just as overall,
the,
yeah, just
as the creator, do you feel like in the music? Do you feel like as a artist, when you put this song down, is it more about the lyrics, or is it more about the style and the way you put it, you know what I'm saying, like the delivery on the song that really brings the song out? Because like some people listen to the lyrics, like, and you could still be a, I guess, a whack rapper, honestly. Yeah. Like nobody really heard it because it wasn't, or is it because he didn't deliver it the right way?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So for me, I focus more so on like the lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
I do too.
I make beats, and I'm not like trying to make a whole, you know, difficult beat breakdown here and this and that. Sometimes when I'm making a beat, I'm like, that's hot. I'm about to start writing. I just need the melody because I got something to say. But we live in an age right now where people is really just making a quick dance, you know what I'm saying? And then,
You can it's conversation on the box.
They just making a quick dance. And it's really just the rhythm or the vibes,
right.
You know what I'm saying, as everybody doing. But me, I respect the essence of the hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The lyricism,
so
you know what I'm saying?
It's the lyricism.
So right. People do, you know, like everything. I hear people say, I like your logo, I like your beat, I like your style and stuff. So that's all into it for me, so you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I produce most of my beats. I work with my cuzzo.
Yeah, that's tight.
His name is Trey. But
shout
for
out
me,
to Trey.
Go by Nameless GGE. Okay. But you know, but for me, I just feel like it's gotta be with the lyrics. That's how it started, and that's how I am. That's the type of fan base I want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't I just wanna have a solid group of people that just rock with me, and then that way I can last and sustain. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be on the trendy stuff, but you know, I am open to try different stuff and maybe more so of a little bit more of a trappy beat. So,
So speaking of like a businessman, with it being the pandemic, we've been in a pandemic for the past year. Like, how as a businessman has the pandemic affected you, and your businesses?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It's crazy because I got family that's been affected, close family, extended family, cousins, and it just seemed like some of the people with my DNA is catching it. Like, if it wasn't for that, I would have thought it's BS. I'm like, this shit is bull, you know? But it's very real, and I thank God that I've been able to stay afloat and been able to just keep grinding and providing for my family. So, you know, I've been good, and it's allowed me to actually step in and be a little bit more creative, or at least try to be consistent with the content. Because for anybody that I see that's doing music, or you know, whether they're a YouTube creator, content creator, or IG, they just like, just be consistent, keep doing what you're doing, as long as you love it. So, you know, it's still love there, and that's where I'm at with it. So.
On that note, man, on your IG, it says you're a curator. So let's kind of dig into to that a little bit more. Like, how long have you been, have you always just been creative? I know I kind of get from you wearing all, multiple hats and being a producer, a rapper, you know what I mean, and making your own logo. There's some creativity there, but well, as far as you, the creation, like what is everything, what are all some of the things that you create just as a...
Yeah, so, so I create, obviously, basically everything, you know, the socks I got on. The hat.
You got socks too, bro?
Yeah.
Because I be on my sock game heavy. For real, because I be on my sock game heavy.
Yeah, the hoodies.
Is that a watch? Is that...
Yeah. This is part of the...
This mama got the motherfucker watch in here, y'all.
You see me?
My man is doing it.
Get dollars. So I got a couple of logos.
I need that. I need that.
I appreciate it. This is automatic, so you won't never need a battery. You just want... Listen, you just wind that up, and it go off your movement. That's, you know, if you in the watches, automatic movement. So That's dope, man, you know.
Yo, did y'all that see available. That shit? My bad, bro. I ain't mean to catch. Did y'all see that shit? That nigga got a watch. Hey, shot out, man. My man got a fucking watch. Hey, man, show the watch one time, bro. Golly. Hey. Nigga, I thought we was doing. We got licking. Now we got watching. What the?
I'm just, hey, man, black owned everything out there. Yeah. Black excellence, man.
I'm just like, you know, everybody else is doing it. You got to do some research and figure out how you want to do it. And the key to being creative is to invest in yourself. It's not always 100%. The money, but that definitely helps because you're going to need it. But you got to invest in yourself, your time, your mental space, and try to have good people around you that support you. You know what I'm saying? Because over the years, you know, look at some of the circles we've all had. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that ain't here yet.
That's real, man. Damn, bro. So, like, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm impressed. I ain't even know you had the goddamn going watch, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you, right? The watch did it for you. I ain't even gonna fake to you. I said, good.
When I made the watch, I was like, I'm bobbing. Yeah. Y'all know what time it is.
Yeah, that's vicious. One thing I did want to ask you, too, because, like I said, because we can talk on a lot of things, but I'll get back into the music myself. What is the number one thing about, I guess, even these new artists or, like, artists that's trying to make music now, what frustrates you the most? Because, like, I feel like you go back from, like, we 80s, baby. So he already knew I was going with this. Like, you know, from the 90s, I feel like maybe probably what, after, like, 95, 96, shit just kind of started to water down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, for me, I feel like that's really when I got into it. Like, I moved out here in like 97. Like, I was military family and everything.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I remember Jay came out with Hard Knock Life, and that just blew my fucking mind. It blew my world. Like, it just really put me on. It's just the Hard Knock, even 96. To that day.
That was 96. I told you that. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it died a little. It started to die.
Reasonable Doubt was like 96.
Reasonable Doubt was 96.
Was Reasonable Doubt like? No.
Reasonable Doubt was 96. But
But it
changed the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right. Because I was down south when that joint came. I was actually in Mississippi. Shout out to Columbus, Mississippi. And I remember they dropped. And everybody used to hate me because I went and bought all the East Coast records. You know what I'm saying? I was just going down south, and I ain't know.
It just changed the game. All them joints, the Evils, you know what I'm saying? That shit. Yeah. The whole album was great.
Shit. But
my love for the hip-hop came really from my sister. My sister's born in the 70s. Okay. So we got a gap, but I remember her playing stuff like Ghetto Boys. And as a kid, just the language and the rhythm, really heard nothing. It wasn't on the radio.
My mind playing tricks, not unedited.
Yeah. Right. So she would play that, and you know, Michael Jackson and my folks singing Anita Baker, all that stuff. So all this music, but in between the mid to late 90s is when I fell in love with it. And Nas used to be my favorite rapper.
Yeah, that's my favorite rapper, dog.
That was your favorite rapper. Snoop was mine.
Ever since
I had Snoop on tape. Like some of these people watching us.
Right. Yeah. Snoop was my favorite back then. That's cassette.
So I think that's a good segue into. I know you wanted to ask who's your top five.
Yep. Right. Who's your top five dead or alive right now?
You know, that's always going to be a good question.
Yeah, always. And I thought it would be good. I'm only going to give you five because I know 10 to be hard.
I can't even. But five. I can't even get five. But number one, number one for me is going to be between Jay and Nip. And this is not no bandwagon stuff.
You can put both of them. Put them both on there.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a tough one. You know, when he died, people was hitting me up like that was my bro, that was the last one since Pac. Even though I was younger, I felt some type of way when Pac died because when there's an authenticity in the music, you feel it right here.
Yeah.
So definitely Jay. I put Fab up in there for me.
Okay.
I always said if I could have a career like a rapper, it'd be like Fab. Cause he like low key.
He bodied a lot of shit, didn't he?
Murder you.
Yeah, he bodied
flashy,
a lot of shit.
But he can move silent. You know, he kind of do his thing. Dope. You know what I'm saying? Dope. He respect it. He don't gotta make music.
100%.
But
so Jay, Nip, Fab, you got two more.
I like
Styles
P.
There we go.
Styles P is a lyricist.
Yeah. Facts.
Who's your number five?
And who's number five? and make it good.
No pressure. I can't even, because the game changed so much and it's been so many.
But I said that alive right now. I mean, this could be a new artist, whatever, for real.
I mean, you know, there's so many dead artists that kind of catapult, because I would say Pac and Big, because I love Pac.
Put him in there.
Yeah.
He said,
We just go. I got one or two that might not be.
Hey, we should have played for the watch. who you got? Ice.
My top five?
Yeah, who you got?
I'm
going to go Nas. Look, man, I knew I was going to put him on the spot. All right.
I'm going to go Nas. I'm going to go Jay. I'm going to go fucking... I got to say Big. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on it. I feel like I was on the East Coast side when that East Coast, West Coast beef was on.
Yeah,
I was only in middle school. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but I felt like I was on that.
You felt like you was with it. You know what I'm saying? You better not be from the motherfucking West Side.
Yeah, hell yeah. Nas, Jay, Big. I could say Pop. And then
Number five.
I'm going to say
Break It Good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Make it good.
Who are you? I'm gonna say T.I., man.
You gonna go with Tip?
I was gonna say T.I. because when he was doing his thing,
Tip.
I'm serious. Changed the way I look at rap music. Oh,
man,
for the South, because I didn't used to like
man,
it.
Man, that joint actually, his trap music for me did it.
Yeah,
trap music was my shit. Like I was.
I was on there, so that's why it feels different to me. He was still a little bit new, but when that trap music dropped,
that whole album for me, I ain't gonna lie, that changed.
ASAP was mine.
On the Urban Legend joint, that was that joint.
He got some joints. Whenever he get on verses, he got some heat.
Let me tell y'all about my motherfucking fast.
You been practicing all week. Let's try.
You know I am. Every time I thought about something, I said, he probably gonna say that. Let me hear. First of all, I gotta go off with Snoop. Like I said, he was my favorite rapper of all time.
That's a good one.
Honestly, I would put Uncle Scarface in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told
you. I was thinking about Scarface.
Yeah, I would put Scarface in there. Just to step out of a little bit of a norm, J. Cole.
Okay, I like that one.
I would definitely put up there.
That's a solid.
All right, sure, so man. I got my man Snoop. Thomas. I got Uncle Scarface. I got J. Cole. My last two, I would have to give it to, I'd actually go Jada Kiss. I would go Jada Kiss.
I like
it. And the last one I have to give it, and it was kind of a tie because I'm looking into these young boys. I really fuck with Lil Baby. Okay. I'm really fucking with Lil Baby. But like I said, these were only five, ladies and gentlemen. I think we can go more than. I mean, there's so many good artists out there.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But that would be my top five right there. That would be my top five.
No doubt. Shout out to Rhythmics Radio. Shout out to YouTube page. If you're not already out there, if you listening, can't see us. You know what I'm saying? If you're not subscribed to the YouTube,
we in there.
You know, just type it in youtube.com and type in Conversations on the Rocks.
On the Rocks.
Shout out to the IG page, Conversations on the Rocks. You know what I'm saying? Facebook. Everybody in the chat. What up, Goose? What up, Phil? What up, King Zoo?
What it good?
What up, Miss Peaches? Nikki.
Hey, man, we just
shout
definitely.
Shout out to Rhythmic Radio. I want to get you out of here on this one, man. Where do you see Go Get It in 2026, you know what I'm saying? You as a company, with music and everything. Because you've done a lot just in this past year. You do a lot of just creation, period. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Content as well. Where do you see yourself?
In the next few years, I just hope to see myself making, you know, good money, residual income from my catalog and stuff. Because right now it's the building, and you look at some of these artists like a Ross or a Nip, you know what I'm saying? I'm in my 30s, that's when they popped. And I just recently started, you know, getting on my grind and understand that if I can be king of my content, then I can make that money and just understand and teach myself the business, control what I do and not have anybody own me and not be a slave. You know what I'm saying? That I'm going to be able to be good, be able to make some moves and, you know, placements, whether it be TV, movies, commercials, you know what I'm saying?
I see.
You know, I'm loving it and all of that. What's Pusha T?
Pusha T.
You know what I'm saying?
Every time you hear that, you get a check.
He got to drop nothing for the rest of his life, but he's still getting it. You know what I'm saying?
So, a lot of people don't know that. That was game. Don't let that go over your head.
So that those sync licenses and just trying to find other avenues where your music and your creativity can grow for you.
Your IP.
Because really, the production and all of that stuff, and just knowing the business, and if you can get your percentage like a Puffy, like he ain't a lot of times on this stuff, but when you know the executive level and those type of things, that's how you're going to last. And that's where I want to see myself and maybe just getting into, you know, more of like maybe fashion, maybe some type of spirits, restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
What you putting together?
I can see that, man.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe a restaurant or something like that. Because my family, we some cooks, and that's part of my content on IG. So I'm a foodie.
We didn't even get into the foodie joint. You know, after we're gonna have to bring you back. Saying on another episode for the foodie joint. I wanted to ask you, you know what I mean? Since you are a foodie, what was one of your favorite places in the DMV? You know what I'm saying? If you had to choose one.
Shoot, I can't even say if it's like DMV related, but my favorite restaurant is Ruth's Chris. You know what I'm saying? Because the food gonna always come out hot, sizzling. If you know about Ruth's, so that's it. You know what I'm saying? Give me a Ruth's classic, give me a side, give me a motherfucking app and a drink with my lady, you know what I'm saying? Get your bread right and have a good time. Eat
Well, G man, tell everybody, how can everybody get in contact with you? You know, you got multiple places to reach you. Let everybody know, man.
So y'all can, I just recently changed one of my joints, but you can catch me at Go Get It Apparel _ on IG. Go Get It Entertainment _ on IG. And then my personal page is Genory, Genory 22, and that's on IG, and my website is gogetitofficial.com. If you don't remember nothing else, gogetitofficial.com. Entertainment, stories, anything connected to me, our culture, that's what it is.
Man, you got a lot of creation, man. You doing your thing and shit, so.
And they definitely going to hear about you.
Everything, man.
They definitely going to hear about you, because we're going to definitely represent you.
Before we close out, man, I'm about to jump in.
I can't wait to hear this one.
So you know, as we do every week, man, we gotta get into Words from Ice. By the way, shout out to Sankofa,
shout out to
Bottle and Company. The gin is amazing. Shout, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all for sending the bottles to us.
Yo boy is lit.
It's feeling good. Everything flowing.
Yeah, you gotta try it, man. You gotta try.
Yeah, y'all gotta try. Shout out to Sankofa. Yeah. Bottling Company. But yeah, this week's Words from Ice, man, is it's an African proverb, and it goes a little something like this. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back.
Yeah, say that one
more
time.
This is actually a popular African proverb.
And yell this one out.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And so essentially what that means to me, man, what I take from that is exactly my motto, my theme is, you know what I'm saying, collaboration is better than competition. You know what I mean? Like, we got to treat these days as the old Wild Wild West. We got to support brands that support you. You know what I'm saying? Like Sankofa, like Go Get It. You got to, like, for you to make more headway, for you to make more, you know what I'm saying, distance, why not go with somebody else who is of like minds or follows your brand or supports you or pushes you, you know what I'm saying? So, man, network, you know what I'm saying? Get out there, help somebody, scratch somebody's back, you know what I'm saying? Give that game.
Absolutely.
And if you can, if you want to go far, go alone. If you want to go far, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
That's deep. I like that one.
Yeah. I like that one.
I like that one. I like that one.
That
is tough. And like I said, I mean, you know, this is honestly, I like when he does this because I told him about this last year when you're in there during the first season. He was always coming at to me like this and that, always had like a quick saying, and it made sense. So I like this, and I really wanted him to. I wanted to support that, and I wanted him to actually do this. So I told him about doing this,
man,
and I wanted
him
to do that shit, man, for real. And that's tough, cause now I'm about to go to work And then you look at it. It'd be on some other type of shit, man.
Go far,
you know what I'm saying?
Go
yeah, yeah. They, don't go and, but alone. I mean, I like it because we also say that goes along with our little saying. I like to say for the whole COTR gang is stop looking for a handout and stand out, man. For real.
Okay.
Seriously.
Say that again. Say
stop
that again.
Looking for a handout and stand out. Okay? Because my man, go get it right here. He wasn't looking for a handout. He already had this shit ready to go. Yeah, he ain't need it.
100%.
He could take this elsewhere. He could take it on the next 14 other shows that we got here on Rhythmic Radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I appreciate it. Just like with Conversations on the Rocks. We weren't looking for no fucking handout. We stood up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, we got it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Y'all got it, man.
Like stop looking for a handout and stand out. So with that being said, I want to give a shout out to my Diamond Princess, who I love very much.
Sir, yes,
my
sir.
Three Jefes, Chocolate. Shout out to the whole COTR gang. Shout out to everybody that's been watching me and following us on Instagram, Facebook.
Yo.
All
if you're not
that,
following, man, you
lost.
With
yeah, you lost.
You're
I'm telling you.
Yourself.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what rock you've been underneath, but it ain't ours because we would have had a conversation about it on 8 o'clock at night on Rhythmix Radio. You know what I'm saying? Then I got to give a shout out to Bone Smoke, Debbie Toya, Nash.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying? T Money, my man, Big E.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kenny and Alyssa, everybody ran away. And of course, my co host, the coolest nigga on the building, Ice.
Yo, shout out to you, man. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, another one in the book.
Yeah,
shout out to you for...
Let me get one more shout out before we
go.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we doing, it's always good to work and shout out everybody.
100%.
And just put on. So I just want to say shout out to Grace Baby Cole. You know
there
what I'm saying?
Go.
If anybody
there you
got babies
shout
on the way.
Shout out to Grace.
You know, pacify clips, teethers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My daughter loves it. So make sure y'all check out GraceBabyCo.com.
Okay.
And check them out.
And then we might need to get them on the show then.
Yeah, let's do that.
Everybody's having babies, I guess, now, right? You know
what the fuck else you going to do?
Yeah. Everybody's in the house, so they making babies,
vacation
man.
Vacation is canceled and shit.
But we'll definitely get with you about that.
You know what I'm saying? I got a little piece. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
With the guys, but
yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
It's a go-get-it piece custom, so I just wanted to share that with you.
All right.
That's nice, man.
I need that watch, bro.
Support who supports you. Support who supports you.
Yeah,
collaboration
absolutely.
Is way better than
we get you a bottle
man.
For a watch.
Yeah.
What you got going on
man.
Over there, Ice?
And with that being said, man, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, all my fans, everybody out there listening, following, everybody on the IG, man. I appreciate all the love. I see we you know what I'm saying, King Zoo, we got to get you on a future episode.
Facts.
Man, everybody watching, I love y'all, man. Y'all always show support, love.
Yeah.
Everybody on the Facebook.
Thank y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank y'all.
Everybody on the YouTube and shit, you know what I'm saying?
And shout out Sam Covert again.
Man, Rhythmix
again.
Radio.
Rhythmix
Make
Radio.
Make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all always check us out Mondays, 8 p.m.
Rhythmix
you know what
Radio.
I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of other dope shows. Serious Business. Shout out to them. Communion. Two guys bull chatting, you know what
That's
I mean?
That's a good one, too.
Y'all
got to check that out.
You know you
check
are tuned
out.
In right
and
now.
And check out our man. 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
No tomatoes.
Coming right up after us and shit. But yeah, man, you were tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks, Mondays, 8 p.m. But, I mean, you already know how we go, man. Make sure you always keep
your
Conversations on the Rocks. Salute.
Thank God for watching.
Yep.
I didn't know what it is. Love y'all.
Yep.
Hey.
What up, IG?
Yeah, man.